In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. When I was a kid, we had five and dime stores, they used to call them. And I think I remember the sign out front saying the number five and then 10. But we called them five and dimes in any case. But they were roughly the equivalent of the dollar stores that we have now. That shows you how much inflation has eaten away at the value of our money. But we had a rich uncle in the family by marriage who, I remember him telling me that his father worked for Al Capone, and looking back on why he was rich, I have a feeling that maybe he had not left his father's family business. But anyway, whenever he would come over to the house, he would always give me and my brothers a dollar bill apiece. And the first thing we would do is we would run down to the store, literally, because in those days you could let your kids do such things without fear that they wouldn't come back. And we would immediately spend that dollar. And you could buy stuff with that dollar, but we would buy like candy. We would buy toys that wouldn't last more than a day or two. And then, of course, after we spent that money, it was quickly gone. And that wasn't the wisest way to spend one's money. Well, eventually I remember one of my brothers got smart enough to realize that maybe it'd be better to set some of that money aside and then buy something that might actually last. And I remember being very irritated and having my mother explain to me, well, he made his choice and you made yours. And that's the way that it is. Well, it's also true in a spiritual sense in terms of what we do with our time and with our treasure. In the gospel reading, the first one we heard the words, lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. This is true in terms of what we do with our money. It's one of the reasons why during the fast especially we're called upon to give alms, because if we're only lavishing the goods that we are able to acquire in this life upon ourselves, we're not showing that we really love God, and we're not showing that we really love our neighbor, because where our treasure is, there our heart is also. And if we're showing by how we spend our money that we love God, we're showing where our heart is. But it's not just true of how we spend our money, it's true of how we spend our time. And tomorrow we begin Lent. And what the church calls upon us to do is to make a special effort to really devote ourselves in terms of our time and our energy towards the things of God, in terms of prayer, vigils, fasting, almsgiving, spiritual reading. But it's important to understand that these things are not ends in and of themselves. It's not that we do those things and then we say, okay, well, I did all these things and so God's going to save me. But they do help us to grow spiritually. In the book of Acts, where we read about the first Gentile convert, an angel appeared to Cornelius, and he told him, thy prayers and thine alms are come up for memorial before God. Cornelius had been a very generous man, and he was a God-fearer, as the Jews would have called him. And he showed by the time that he spent in prayer and by what he did with his money that he loved both God and his neighbor. Another way you could translate this statement of the angel is your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. So these things go up before God, and so they open up the gates of heaven for us to receive the grace of God, because as a matter of fact, righteous Cornelius was the first Gentile convert. He was baptized with the Holy Spirit even before he was baptized, which was very unusual, because God was trying to show that even Gentiles could be saved. What we do with our time is an investment. It's investment for good or for ill. And if you're running to spend your times on things that provide cheap satisfaction for the moment, but don't have any lasting significance, and you're like me and my little brothers when we didn't have any sense, running down to the store and blowing every last penny that you had. What we want to do is instead to spend our time and our energy on things that are going to be of lasting significance. And if we do that, we show where our heart is, and God sees where our heart is, and God begins to bestow His grace upon us. And that's what we're trying to to do, as we're trying to get closer to God, and not just during this time, but we're trying to get closer so at the end of Lent, when we're done with a fast, that we're in a different state spiritually than we were when we began it. We maintain that going forward. In the coming days, we want to invest our treasure and our time on things that matter the most. Don't give in to the temptation of focusing on things that are temporary, things that give us a momentary sense of satisfaction, or at least distract us from the fact that we're not doing things that really matter, because I think that's a lot of the entertainment that we have, is it just keeps us from having to actually confront things that we don't want to think about, so our minds are constantly occupied with various kinds of entertainment. But instead of doing that, we want to focus on the things of God, set our sights on the things of God, and if we do so, we'll begin to reap spiritual rewards that we'll be able to carry on into eternity. Amen.